told, let alone a bit of.
Go on.
Reuven Levy, who are learning the book Gan HaShalom, Rav Shalom Alush Shlita. We're in a chapter called Pneihem Ishalachiv. They faced one another. When a couple have true shalom bayit, they face each other just like the Kruvim, the cherubs, the angels that stood on top of the ark. That when times were good, they faced one another. And when times were not good, Bam Yisrael, so they faced away from each other. So that's a representation of man and wife, of Am Yisrael and Hashem. Hopefully we're always facing each other. So on page 126 in the Hebrew version. So now we're going to learn a little bit of Zohar HaKadosh. A little bit from the holy book of the Zohar. So I hope all the listeners who are listening to this went to the mikvah first and prepared themselves to learn a little bit of Zohar. Okay. Muvava Zohar Kadosh. It's brought in the holy book of the Zohar. Shadam HaRishon Lo Haya Lo Meolam HaZeklo. That Adam HaRishon, the first man, Adam HaRishon, was not from this world at all. He was out of this world, so to speak. He wasn't from this world, was it me? Ela haya lo guf ruchani, rather he had a spiritual body, sha'o shelo haya me'ir yoter mikol orot ha'malachim ha'shlichim shelamala b'yitzhiyah. And his body was so spiritual that it shone a light which was brighter than all the lights of all the angels from the upper world. Ki gufo shel Adam HaRishon nivra me'olam ha'yitzhiyah. Because the body of the first man, Adam HaRishon, was made from the world of what's called Yetzira. It's different worlds, one of the higher spiritual worlds, the world which is higher than this physical world that we live in. Shu'olam Ruchani V'sach. That place is a spiritual world and a pure spiritual world. That's where he was made. And so his body radiated light that was appropriate to that world. V'zeh lashon ha-Zohar. This is the wording of the Zohar. It's in Aramaic. Kevan d'nafak, what does that mean? It means, Kevan she'yatzah guf adam harishon olam. When the body of Adam HaRishon came into this world. Chamulei shimsha v'sihara ra'u oto ha-shemesh v'ayerech shebolam hazeh. They saw in him the sun and the moon from this world. Vastimu Naharaihu. Vistanu Ortehem Afanah. Ohaner the Ohayam. And the light of the sun and the moon was hidden, blocked from in front of him, like the light of a candle in the light of the day. So the first man shone which with such greatness that the light of the sun, the light of the moon was like the light of a candle on a bright day in comparison to the light that Adam HaRishon shone. The tefucha deraglei achshich nohora deliho. Ki tapuach ekvei raglei Adam HaRishon hachshihu et ha'o shalahem. Because the sole of the foot of Adam Rishon, first man, darkened their light. My time, what's the reason that this happened? Begin the me'uvda de shimsha sihara ila nachak. The fisha guf Adam HaRishon yatsam yuchat ha-shemesh v'hayareach elyonim shehem zeir unakeiva yitzira. Because, well, the reason why the first man shone greater than the sun and the moon is because the body of the first man understand the word, but that's not the meaning.
What is it?
Shaguf Adam Arishon Yatsam Yuchad Hashemesh. Yatsam Yichud Hashemesh. Vayareach Ha'elyonim Shehem Zayir Unukve the Yitzira. Any thoughts on that translation? Let's see what Rabbi Brody did with that. In the English translation.
There's a inner crown, the feminine crown of Yitzira.
Sounded a bit of light was cool, which sounded like another one. I don't know what it is. I think it worked off. It kind of skips that bit in the English.
The problem with those English.
Right? And goes on. Okay, so let the Zohar, the words of the Zohar, can infiltrate into our neshamas, and neshamas can enjoy that very much.
Isn't there a proximate translation?
It says that the body of man was made, came out of the unification of the sun and the moon in the upper worlds, which are the, and then some Kabbalistic terms, which I can't. Zayir Nukve de Yitzira. They're the male and female of Yitzira. Yofi. Top. Anyway, moving on. Top. It doesn't do them justice when you translate them into the English and say there's an English word and that's what the nearest English word means. It's kind of meaningless. Okay. Kevan Dachata. Since he sinned, Adam Rishon be'et hadat shehu bechinat olam ha'asiya. So, as Garam Pagam Bechol HaOlamot V'Kulam Yodu Mimadurei Gatam. So what happened? So when Adam HaRishon sinned by eating of the Tree of Knowledge, which is an aspect of the Olam HaAsiyah, this world, as Garam Pagam Bechol HaOlamot, he caused a blemish in all of the worlds. The Kulam Yadu Mibag Gregata, and they all fell from their level. As the Salku Mimenu Ha Nefesh Ruach Neshama, and then left him, the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, the three different type parts of the soul, left him, that Silut Shehem Nikraim Zahira Ilaya Zoha Elyon. It's Chashef, but as the ear garmi, Nechshach Ma'o Elyonah Shehaya Meir Alav. V'nitama Komat Kufa Shehaya Ad Olam Aburiya. So, I'm skipping over here. We're going to better translation. But Rabbi Kadosh Rav Brody Shita wrote, when Adam came into the world, the sun and the moon of the world saw him, and a light were obscured before his, just like the light of a candle in the daylight. When Adam sinned by eating from the tree of knowledge, this caused a blemish in all of the worlds, and they descended from their previous levels. The supernal light that had previously shone upon him was darkened. He required a new body made of physical flesh and skin from this world. As it said, the Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments of skin and clothed them. This was their physical body, that could benefit from the physical lusts of the physical world. Top. Okay, that's what the Zohar said. Now let's see what Ravarish wants to explain to us. Vahikal inyanenu, and the main thing for the matter which we're learning, shemavua v'debrei hazohar, that appear in the words of the Zohar. Shachrei chadat, but after the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge, hitlabshu Adam v'Chava v'katnot or Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, were clothed in skin of or skin, beguf gashmi, a physical body, shehu lamaseh me'or hanachash. which in practice came from the skin of the Nahash, the skin of the snake. Because this is the body which enjoys the ta'avot gashmiut, the physical lust of this world. Right? When we were before the sin, we had katnot or, and after the skin of the sin, we had katnot or. We went from an or with an aleph to an or with an ayin. What's the difference? Or with an aleph means light, and or with an ayin means skin or leather, means a thick. That's what we have now. And that skin came, so to speak, from the snake. And that's why we enjoy the physical world. We can move on to, and from here we can understand the entire concept of Tavat Nioth, the lust of women. Shukol Kula Onish Nora, which is entirely and simply a terrible punishment. The skin of the snake that caused man to have physical lust is a punishment. Because now, what do we get from the skin of the snake? We get the concept of physical touch, physical. And that physical touch is the root of our attachment to this physical world. Right? Through touch. There's no more physicality than touch. Look, all the other senses, looking, seeing, tasting, and hearing, they're all somewhat, they're not as physical. They're partially, what's the word? There's no physicality to them. They're non-physical. You can't touch them. Right? Whatever that word is, it means that you can't touch. Anyway, whereas touch is the closest things we had to that causes, that's physical. That's the physical world. And that's what ties us to the physical world so much. Is this this tava, this desire, this lust? Rav Arash explains that you can see how low it is, because all of the other senses Hashem gave us are associated with kedusha. They're all associated with brachot. We say brachot on seeing things. We say brachot on tasting, on eating, and on hearing things, hearing shofar, tasting food, smelling smells, seeing on sights, different sights, seeing a rainbow, different things. Person, they all have a bracha. The only one that doesn't have a bracha is touch. That's because touch does not have any kedusha. Gashmiut hashucha shenich chata al ha'adam ekev chata'o. Right, this gashmiut is a darkness which covers a man on account of his sin. Sherei lifnei chet hayagufo zach meyachim. Before the sin, man's body was pure and shone. Yotem ha'ashem efiyareh, more than the light of the sun and the light of the moon. Kol inyan hazivug hayichud hayah. The entire matter of being of the couple being together was a very spiritual, a high spiritual, lofty thing. An aspect of the joining together, the unification of the spiritual sefirot, the building blocks of the world, the spiritual building blocks of the world, unifying together, which is a holy, spiritual, pure matter. So that's what happened, that's what's meant to happen when a man and a woman come together. Obviously, that's not what happens nowadays, unfortunately. And the happiness, making your wife happy, and all of Shana Bayit depends in a direct way on the Tikkun HaBrit of the husband. If any of us want to learn Tikkun HaBrit more, we have to certainly look into the book of Rav Shalom Arash, a recent book, Briti Shalom. It's currently out in Hebrew. Bezrat Hashem, it will be available in English soon. if you're listening to this and you're looking for a copy of that book, you should contact the website where you heard this, Shioran, JerusalemCats.com, and ask the website owner to send you a copy of that book. Ikashirata Brit Shanu Madabrimaleha, Ibakeshe Shaloi Mishtar, Bayom, Yom, Ubizman, Hayahud. The Shmirat HaBrit, the guarding the Ketusha that we're talking about, is the relationship between a man and a woman on a day-to-day basis, and also at those specific times when he's together with his wife. What does it mean? It means that the person has to work on undoing the sin. As a result of the sin of the snake, we got this physical body, and this physical body has physical lusts, the main one of which is the lust for women. And that's a physical lust without Kedusha. It's not a holy thing. And our job is to try and avoid being controlled by that lust, and to pray to Hashem that He takes it away from us, because mamash a punishment. Even though a person apparently derives pleasure from that lust, it's not healthy pleasure. A person can derive pleasure from taking drugs. A person can derive pleasure from killing another person. Such things happen. Just because it's something that gives a person pleasure doesn't mean it's good for him, and doesn't mean it's a good thing. That's not the. We don't decide what's good and what's not good according to whether or not we get pleasure from it. It's a false pleasure. It's a pleasure of the Yetzirah, and it destroys, it does not build. The fire of lust is one which consumes and burns, and it should be replaced with love. Love is not lust. Love is something that a couple need to work on for many, many years in order to achieve, and it's not something that comes right away. And it's not to be confused with lust, which is usually a way of avoiding love, and it's a way of a person fulfilling their own desires, not caring at all about the other person. Yofi, see British Shalom for more details. But Yesh Bazer Kama Madrigo, there is in this matter a number of different levels. Madriga Rishona, the first level. Shagam Hi Nikret Tikkun HaBrit, which is also called Tikkun HaBrit. Shabbat Mekayemet Hakeshe Mishtov Batoch. First of all, the lowest level, the first level is the husband needs to act and to relate to his wife within the framework of halakha, like it's brought in Likutei Halachot, the following thing. Al pita Torateinu Hagdosha Kulam Hem Bechinat Tikkun HaBrit. Rabbi Nachman brings, Rav Natan writes in the book of Likutei Halachot, that the wedding itself is an aspect of Tikkun HaBrit. Why? Because the wedding is done according to Halacha. And anything in this realm of holiness between a man and a woman, which is done in halakha, according to halakha, is an aspect of Tikkun HaBrit. You're fixing the Kedusha. If you do something according to the law, according to the halakha, in this area of holiness, including getting married, if you get married according to the law, then you're acting in a way which is Tikkun HaBrit. You haven't finished the job, but you're certainly doing part of the job. Umashe Ketuv Nisuin al pidat Torateinu Kedusha, and that thing which is written over there, that the person is married according to the law of our Torah, Holy Torah. The Haim Shaisha Tovelet Natarata. So, what does that mean? So, it means includes that the wife has to dip in the mikvah first before the marriage. Ba'abal Shomer al Gidrei Hatsniyot Bizman Hayichud. Tov. I think he's talking about generally, not just before the marriage. Generally, when the wife has to go to the mikveh, she has to go to the mikveh every month. So, what does that mean? It means that the wife goes to the mikveh, and it means that the husband, he guards himself in modesty at the time when the husband and wife are together. All of this is included within the framework of Tikkun HaBrit. The whole time that the husband guards, watches this area, and does not stumble into difficulties with his wife in this area, and the relationship between him and his wife is good, it's a sign that this is his level. And he should be very happy that he is guarding the framework of the halakha, and he should have a desire to continue to increase his kedusha from level to level. But at the moment he sees that he has a problem in Shalom Bayit, in relationship between him and his wife, he sees that his wife is not happy and is against him, then the husband needs to know that what is required of him is to work on Tikkun HaBrit in the way which we're going to describe as follows. So we're going to leave that for the moment. But we should, what are we talking about here? We're talking about here that an essential part of Shalom Bayit is in those matters of Kedusha, of holiness, in the relationship between the man and the woman. Right? The physical relationship has to take place according to the law of our rabbis and not according to the law of the jungle. Right? The law of the jungle is animals. The way animals act with each other in the jungle, man is not supposed to, not allowed to act that way at home. He has to act according to halakha, according to the law that Hashem gave us in all aspects, and no different when we're talking about making a bracha before food, how to daven, how to put on tefillin, or how to be with your wife. Everything has its rules. We can't simply switch off and ignore the rules in any aspect of our lives. A person has to know what rules exist in the relationship between him and his wife. And if he doesn't know them, or he doesn't follow them, then he cannot have Shalom Bayit. Chazal Hashem, we will carry on and learn more on that subject.